After that, the fifth. Daraja al-Khamisa, mentioned by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, the fifth level, component, step, and we want to get to number eight. Inshallah, we're number five. And this step, he says, is husnul dhanni billahi azza wa jal. That the mutawakkil has to have good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Husnul dhanni. Have good thoughts, positive thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, فَعَلَى قَدْرِ حُسْنِ ذَنِّكَ بِرَبِّكَ وَرَجَائِكَ لَهُ يَكُنْ تَوَكُلُكَ عَلَيْهِ. How truthful your good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is important. Because your tawakkul rests on this. The level of the individual's tawakkul depends on his good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hoping in him. And this again is connected with the importance of studying the asma wa sifat. Allah is al-Rahim. Allah is al-Hakim, al-Rahman, al-Ghafoor, al-Alim, the all-hearing, al-Sami', the all-seeing, the all-knowing, the most merciful, the one who's able to do all things, al-Qadir. So the person has this husnul dhan billah. And this is mentioned, this affair is mentioned in the narration that we took yesterday in the definition of a tawakkul. Do you remember? From Muhammad ibn Yahya al-Dhuhli. Muhammad ibn Yahya al-Dhuhli qal, he said, Sa'altu al-Khuraybi. Who's al-Khuraybi? What's his name? What's al-Khuraybi's name? We studied it yesterday, sah? Everyone's going back to yesterday's notes. You've got about four lectures to go through before you get there. What's al-Khuraybi's name? From the Rijal of Bukhari and the Sunan al-Arba. Okay, his name is Abdullah. Sajjilu ikhwan. Al-Khuraybi, because you find his name in Al-Khuraybi in Sahih Bukhari. His name is not mentioned fully, it's always Al-Khuraybi. His name is Abdullah ibn Dawood ibn Amir. Abdullah ibn Dawood ibn Amir. From the teachers of Muhammad ibn Yahya al-Dhuhali. From the Rijal of Bukhari and Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah. Yani Bukhari wa al-Arba'a. Muhammad ibn Yahya al-Dhuhli said, Sa'altu al-Khuraybi عن التوكل. I asked al-Khuraybi about tawakkul. Faqal, Ara al-Tawakkul husna dhanni billah. I see that tawakkul is having good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, Wa tahqiqu. And the reality of this daraja and this level component, أن حسن الظن به يدعوه إلى التوكل عليه. That the one who has good thoughts of Allah, تبارك وتعالى, this invites him to trust in Allah. إذ لا يتصور التوكل على من ساء ظنك به. It cannot be imagined that one has a tawakkul on the one who he has bad thoughts about. So by having the good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it invites the person immediately to trust in him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala mentions a beautiful statement regarding the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abi Huraira radiyallahu an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ana inda dhanni abdi bi. وَأَنَا مَعَهُ حِينَ يَذْكُرْنِي الْحَدِيثِ. Where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that Allah said, Hadith Qudsi, I am as my slave expects me to be. Yani, I am as my slave servant has thoughts of me, he said subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am with him, aid him, support him, when he remembers me. When the person makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Baz, al-Imam rahimullahu ta'ala, he said, هذا فيه الحث على حسن الظن بالله. The index is encouragement to have good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَّ عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي فَيَنْبَغِي لِلْمُؤْمِنِ أَنْ يُحْسِنُ ظَنَّهُ بِاللَّهِ وَيَجْتَهِدُ فِي الْعَمِلِ الصَّالِحِ. Very dakeek statement here he's mentioning here, Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam. He said that it's a must that the believer has good thoughts with Allah. وَيَجْتَهِدُ فِي الْعَمِلِ الصَّالِحِ. And he works hard to do good deeds. لِأَنَّ مَنْ سَاءَ عَمَلَهُ سَاءَ ظَنَّهُ. That the one whose actions are bad, they have bad thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَطَرِيقُ إِحْسَانِ الظَّنِّ أَنْ يُحْسِنْ الْعَمَلِ. The means in order to have good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to do good deeds. وَأَنْ يَجْتَهِدَ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And that the individual works hard in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. حَتَّى يَكُونَ حُسْنُ ظَنُّ بِاللَّهِ لِأَنَّهُ وَعَدَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. He does good deeds because he has good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the muhsineen. The promise of Jannah. The ujur reward for those who do good deeds. And how can we apply this in our lives? That is, again, in times of ibtila, wal masa'ib, in times of trials and afflictions. When the trials happen, and they do come, and they will come, this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ibtila. What do we do? Do we fold up like an envelope and hide and stop doing good deeds? Do we stop coming to the masjid because I'm having trials at home, or he's having trials at home with his wife? He's going through a divorce. His wife's in the iddah period. So he's going through that trial of divorce. He stops coming to the masjid. The brothers don't see him. There's a death in the family. The brother stops being around. Doesn't attend the salawat in the masjid, doesn't attend the durus. He shelters himself at home. Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's saying that this is indeed from having bad thoughts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he has forgotten the wa'ad, the promise for the sabireen. Inna Allah ma'a as-sabireen. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are patient. And this is a sign of having bad thoughts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His promise. And the weakness in one's tawakkul. And failing in those trials. So he's saying, rahimullah, that in that state, the person increases in good deeds. Badirul A'mal, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in times of trials, race towards doing good deeds, seeking forgiveness. As when people used to come to Hassan al-Basri rahimullahu ta'ala with their problems, the first thing he would say to them is istighfar, seek forgiveness. Ibadah, turn to ibadah in times of trials. Turn to ibadah in times of ease. This is the state of the one who has husn dhan in Allah, has good thoughts in Allah, and believes truly the wa'ad and the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed prepared for those who do these good deeds. Which is why Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَلِهَذَا فِي الصَّحِيحِ. And regarding this, because of this, in the authentic hadith from Jabir, in the Muslim, the Sahih Muslim, لَا يَمُتَنَّ أَحَدٌ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَهُوَ يُحْسِنُ ظَنَّ بِاللَّهِ. That none of you should die. None of you should die except that he is in a state in having good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that he is indeed in a state of doing good deeds. Striving to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Implementing tawheed. Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala jannah. Whoever's last statement before they die is la ilaha illallah, we'll enter paradise. And this is a sign of having and dying upon having husn al-dhan with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when one has that husn al-dhan, yad'uhu ila at-tawakkul 'ala Allah. It calls him to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he indeed has good thoughts of Allah. And he knows that that which is of Allah remains subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 6.